Welcome back to Tales of the Resistance. On this podcast, we talk antimicrobial resistance. I'm Beth, covering socials for the I Am Responsible team. Today, we'll be sitting down with a real live bacteria to hear the story of Staph, the Staphylococcus aureus. Staphylococcus aureus is a bacteria coming in as one of the top 18 pathogens on the CDC's Pathogen Threats Watch List. You're listening to Morning Coffee, the hottest broadcast to keep you in the know on all the best celebrity news. I'm your host, Sari Alsaidi. Take a seat and settle in with a fresh brewed cup because I have a delicious scoop of sugar coming up. The unfolding scandal between hot new movie star Michael Dayton and award-winning pop sensation Wanda Erickson is heating up. Wanda Erickson and Michael Dayton have been seen out and about on the town multiple times, though neither have confirmed their relationship status. But yesterday, Michael Dayton and Wanda Erickson were spotted in the waiting room of the Hawkins Medical Clinic, where Michael was seen by a practitioner for an undisclosed treatment. But today, we have a special guest with insider knowledge on the day-to-day life of Michael Dayton. Hold on to your hearts, dear listeners, because today could be the day these two heartthrobs are officially off the market. My guest today is a Staphylococcus aureus, a bacteria and longtime resident on Michael Dayton's skin. She asks us to maintain her anonymity, so she has adopted the alias Staph. Thank you for coming on the show today, Staph.
Oh, it's an honor, Sari. I'm a huge fan of your show. I can't believe I'm actually here. It's like a dream come true.
Well, that's very flattering to hear. Now, tell us, Staph, is Michael Dayton's trip to the Hawkins Clinic a clue to his relationship status with Wanda Erickson? Don't leave our listeners in suspense. Spill that tea.
Yes, it's a clue, all right. You see, Michael cut himself shaving, and he didn't treat the wound properly. So some of Michael's Staphylococcus aureus bacteria got into the wound and formed a pocket of pus in one of his hair follicles. He really should have been more careful. Usually, Staphylococcus aureus, like me, can live perfectly peaceful lives on human skin. But Michael got an infection, and the skin over the infected area developed boils. Wanda noticed his staph infection and wouldn't hear anything about letting it run its course. She was right, of course. Michael could have spread his infection to Wanda if the bacteria from his infection got into an open cut on Wanda's own skin. Because after Michael developed a staph infection, sharp razors or towels, clothes, and washcloths without doing the laundry in between, even touching before washing hands, can lead to the spread of the staph infection.
To think, without Wanda's good sense in taking Michael to get that boil checked out, both our lovebirds could have come down with a staph infection. That would be quite the unromantic turn to our story. But it's time to sift fact from rumor. I introduced Staph as a longtime resident on Michael Dayton's skin. Tell us, Miss Staph, how is it you came to have such a close connection to our star?
Oh, I was born on Michael's skin. My whole family's lived there for generations. Of course, as bacteria, we multiply incredibly quickly, and we all share the same DNA, so you could say we are a huge family of clones, but we like maintaining our individuality.
I see. And what part of Michael Dayton's skin do you live on?
Well, I live on the underside of his right arm, but Staphylococcus aureus aren't partial to one area. We can live anywhere, really.
What is it Staphylococcus do? Is your family causing Michael Dayton any health conditions?
Oh, no. We are benign, I swear. Well, most of the time. It's only sometimes we cause infections, and those are mostly minor skin infections. We almost never cause sepsis or death.
Death? That hardly seems benign.
But that almost never happens. And humans can take precautions by going to the doctor when they start seeing symptoms, like boils that turn skin red, swollen, and drain pus if broken open, or impetigo that manifests as a rash or large blisters that may ooze fluid or develop a honey-colored crust, or staphylococcal scald skin syndrome. But Michael doesn't need to worry about that one. It's usually only in babies and children, inflicting them with fevers, rashes, and sometimes blisters.
That seems like quite a list of infections Staphylococcus aureus can cause, and it doesn't sound like skin infections are the only ways your kind can harm humans.
Well, no, but skin infections are the most common. Sometimes we cause food poisoning, but those illnesses are quick come, quick gone. They don't usually last more than half a day, and sometimes they can infect humans' bloodstreams and cause infections in internal organs like brains, that's meningitis. Lungs, that's pneumonia. Or hearts, that's endocarditis. But like I said, these kinds of infections are rare and can be cured by antibiotics. Well, that's how it used to be. But now, with the resistance...
What's the resistance?
I don't know if I should say. My family might... Some of them are... Well, they've been recruited, and I don't want them to get into trouble.
You said your family is living on Michael Dayton's skin. If this resistance poses a threat to our beloved movie star, don't you think it would be the moral thing to do to prevent harm from coming to him?
Yes, you're right. I know you're right. Well, when humans develop serious staph infections, they go to the doctor, and the doctor prescribes them antibiotics. The antibiotics kill the Staphylococcus aureus. I know those bacteria are harming the human, but bacteria don't want to die any more than humans do. So, some Staphylococcus aureus begin evolving to protect themselves. And once those bacteria develop a new gene to fight off the antibiotics that had been killing us, they could pass that gene on to other bacteria as well. And so the resistance keeps growing and growing. There are so many antibiotic-resistant Staphylococcus bacteria that humans have given them their own name, MRSA.
Wait, so a staph infection, any staph infection, could contain these resistant bacteria? What does that mean for Michael Dayton? You said some of your family living on Michael Dayton's skin had become antibiotic resistant. How serious is the staph infection our star has?
I don't know. The doctor prescribes antibiotics, but, well, no one can know if Michael has MRSA until he's taken the prescribed antibiotics and it doesn't work.
Then Michael Dayton could have MRSA right now? If his staph infection can't be cured with antibiotics, he could develop one of the more serious staph infections caused by Staphylococcus aureus. He could get sepsis or pneumonia or even die.
The doctor will prescribe a different antibiotic. He'll try another dose, and maybe this one won't work either, and he has to try again. But, I mean, most staph infections, even MRSA ones, clear up with treatment. Unless the MRSA gets into his bloodstream, he'll most likely be fine.
But if MRSA enters his bloodstream?
Well, 10 to 30% of humans who have MRSA in their bloodstream die? That's a lot. But in the U.S., only about 20,000 people die yearly from bloodstream staph infections compared to the 1.2 million people in the world who die from antibiotic-resistant bacterial infections.
This is absurd. More people are dying from antibiotic-resistant infections than HIV/AIDS or malaria? If it's an antibiotic-resistant infection, then that means there was an antibiotic developed to cure it. What happened to progress? If our bright star dies from a staph infection, I will not rest until I've tracked down the culprit for this travesty.
There really isn't one culprit? I mean, all humans are contributors to the problem?
Well then, I will not rest until the world is returned to its proper order. Progress, not regression. I'll not live through some kind of antibiotic-resistant pandemic. Well, this has been a rousing discussion, and I must say I feel rather as though I added a scoop of salt to my coffee rather than sugar. At least our appetite for our two stars' love story has been sated for today. Join me tomorrow on Morning Coffee and never miss the latest scoops on your favorite stars.